All right, we do have Lori Havronik with us this morning here in the doghouse. Lori, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Looks kind of nice out, and the wind isn't blowing 90 miles an hour yet.
Yeah,
so
but
kinda,
it sounds like it's going to.
Get out and enjoy it right now if you have a chance. But well, today, Lori, we're going to actually do two different programs with Lori.
Yes, we are.
First, we're going to be talking about a scholarship that's available, and then we're going to be talking a little bit about just what we can do to help our local businesses out after the birthday club.
So. Yes. So first we're going to help out students.
Yes.
And the Mary Linhart Scholarship Fund is for graduating seniors and the schools that are it qualifies for. Let me see if I can find the list. If you have a question, you can just give
email
me a call on that
or
email me.
Counselor.
Yeah. But anyway, this scholarship is not only for the graduating seniors, it's also for current college students or non-traditional college students. If you're someone that has been out of school for 10, 15 years and you're deciding maybe you want to go back to school, this you can apply for this scholarship. And by the way, the schools are Boyd County, Stewart, West Holt, O'Neill, St. Mary's, Chambers, Ewing, Niobrara, and Verdigris.
I was trying to Google as fast as I could. You found it.
I found it. It's right there in front of me. So, yeah, the application, it takes a little while to fill it out, but it's worth it. We have given scholarships in the past of like $3,000, $3,500. So it's definitely worth it. If you would like a copy of this scholarship application, you can contact me. I will try to get it out on Facebook here today or tomorrow. So you can apply. Mary Linhart, Mary and her sister Margaret lived together. They took care of their mother. They were never married. They grew up in Verdell. And they moved to the O'Neill area in 1977. And Mary and Margaret were my second cousins.
Huh, cool.
And so, yes. So that's a little bit of history on them. They worked as telephone operators. They worked in the post office in Verdell. Neither one of them ever married. They didn't have any children. And so their part of their estate went to establish this Linhart Family Youth Scholarship Fund. So we really, really encourage people. The guidance counselors at the school should have these applications. So if you are a graduating senior and you would like an application, you can contact them. You can also give me a call at 402-340-4874, and I will email you a copy of this application also.
All right. And again, like we said, and if you forget about it, where it all is or whatever, who to contact, if you just Google Mary Linhart, L-I-N-H-A-R-T,
yes,
scholarship, brings up the Nebraska Community Foundation website, which they have the scholarship application on there too, I believe.
Yes, they do. And the scholarship application deadline is June 1st.
Okay, June 1st.
Yes, and I have the email address and everything. That's all on kind of the cover letter of the scholarship application guidelines. Candidates must exhibit a history of high character, good citizenship, and moral conduct. And an emphasis is placed on the integrity of the applicant. So this is, you have to get letters of recommendation. We understand, we know right now that might be kind of tough, but it can be done via email.
Right.
So, you know, talk to your teachers, your boss, those kind of people to get you the letters of recommendation. But you know, we've granted, I'm not sure what the total is, but it's got to be way over $100,000.
Oh, sweet.
In scholarships over the past few years. So it's, you know, we ask for the application form, like a resume, applicant's essay, a copy of your financial aid letter, and two letters of recommendation. And there is a form provided here with the scholarship application. The payments for the scholarship will be sent directly to your college.
Okay.
So you don't have to worry about the money coming to you and getting it where it needs to go. The checks are sent directly to the colleges that the students are attending.
All right. Awesome.
So
and again, like we said, there's, you know, this is money that you can use. Like I said, money that's out there for You know, just got to take a little time, obviously, like you do for any application for scholarships, but get it done.
It's worth your time.
Yeah, well worth your time. So.
Yes, definitely worth your time. If anybody, like I said, if anybody has any questions on this, they can give me a call at 402-340-4874. I would be happy to answer your questions, send you an application, and try to help people get this money to go to college. And like I said, it's graduating seniors, returning college students. If you've been in school 1 year, 2 years, you can also apply. And it also is for non-traditional students that are looking to go back, maybe change careers, something like that also. So
awesome. All right. Great thing to have here, folks. And please take advantage of it if you, like you said, are going to school. So this is a great, great opportunity.
Yes, it is.
All right, Lori, anything else this morning on the scholarship?
No, if anybody has any questions, don't hesitate to get a hold of me.
All right. Thank you for coming in, Lori Avronik. We'll stick around. We'll do the birthday club, and then we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about some things we can do here around our area to support our local businesses coming up. Happy birthday. Stay tuned. We're going to come right back and visit more with Lori. It's coming right up.